They quickly set off again for the village. Lolly looked for the Thunderheads, but they were gone now. They knew she'd behave for a while anyway, probably. They hoped they would not have to teach her any big lessons again anytime soon. Lolly was quiet on the way down into the valley. She was thinking deeply about all that had happened. She was really sorry. Sorry she'd been so selfish and lazy and not so nice to her grandmother, even though she knew how much Gongi needed her help. She even promised to herself to do better from now on. She always wanted to be a good girl, but it was hard to do her chores. Now she realized she'd better straighten up before she really messed up. She thought of Gongi alone with no one to help her, and tears came to her eyes. She would have to keep her promise so Gongi would never have to be alone in her old days. Lolly's uncle, Omonaku, saw them coming and rode out to meet them. He was very, very happy to see them. He was so happy to see Lolly was alive and well. He thanked Mr. Vasquez for bringing her home safely. When they got to Gongi's teepee, Lolly tethered Loki and went straight inside to see her grandmother. The men talked outside for a while as they tethered their horses near Loki. Then they went inside Gongi's teepee to get warmed up. Dumbi was sitting sadly with Gongi by the fire inside the teepee. Gongi was weeping as she made her tortillas. They heard the horses come up, but they were both too sad to go outside and talk to anyone. They were very sad that Lolly was gone, and they didn't know if she'd ever come back.
"We'll have to go out ourselves and find her, Dumbi," exclaimed Gongi.
She wiped the tears away and turned the tortilla.
"If only she would come home, I wouldn't be so mean to her anymore," she assured Dumbi. "I'm so scared for her, Dumbi. Maybe I've pushed her too hard."
Dumbi just listened and looked up at Gongi with her big brown eyes. But she still couldn't console Gongi. Lolly heard what Gongi was saying as she came in and thought for a moment she might have some leverage now to get her own way with Gongi. But then she realized how ungrateful she was for all that Grandma had done for her in her life, and she was ashamed for thinking that way still, even after what happened on the cliff. And oh, it was so good to be home again. She remembered her promise to be good and how the ancestral elders tested her. And she felt scared again. She would never, ever forget what she learned that day. She knew that. Dumbi thought she heard something, and her ears perked up as she gave a low, frightened growl.
"Grandma! Grandma!" shouted Lolly as she entered the teepee. "It's me! I'm home, Grandma!" she shouted happily.
Unexpectedly, Lolly began sobbing and threw herself at her grandma's feet. Her whole body shook from her uncontrollable weeping. She must have looked scary because Dumbi barked wildly.
"Wow! Wow! Wow!"
Surprised, Gongi held on too tightly, and she was crying too. Dumbi jumped all over them and licked their faces, hands, and legs. She even gave Lolly a love bite.
"Ouch!"
Gongi was so overjoyed to see Lolly, she forgot everything else.
"Grandma, the tortilla's burning!" cried Lolly.
But Gongi was hugging her so tight, she couldn't turn it herself.
"What?" laughed Gongi. "What's more important than giving you a big hug right now?"
So Lolly turned the tortilla.
"You're home, my baby, you're home. And that's all that matters now."
Big tears fell from Gongi's eyes and fell onto Lolly's face as she kissed her little granddaughter again and again and again.
"Don't cry, Grandma. I won't do it again," assured Lolly. "I'm going to be a good girl from now on, you'll see. I'm really sorry I worried you, Grandma.
She stroked Gongi's hair from her face and dried her tears. Then she smoothed the old woman's braids. Gongi couldn't say anything. She just nodded her head and held Lali close to her heart, rocking gently. They had to keep knocking Thumbi away because she was jumping all over them. But Thumbi wouldn't stop, so Lali had to let Thumbi sit on her lap, even while she was sitting on Gongi's lap. They just huddled together by the fire, rocking gently and wiping the tears away. Just then, the men came in and sat by the fire, warming themselves. Gongi had a lot of questions to ask Mr. Vasquez while Lali ate the big bison stew with hot tortillas and the chili sauce. Omwenako and Thumbi listened too.